Yes, excellent. Hello, welcome to our dev room. Thank you all very much for turning up. This, we're here to talk about Element Web, which I'm hoping everybody knows what Element Web is. I don't need to. Yeah, good. Yep, okay. One of the clients that Matthew just demonstrated in his talk. What we're going to talk about today is basically what Element Web is, how we got to where we got where we are now, and what we're aiming to get to in the future, and most importantly, how we're trying to get there. Then I'm going to pass over to my colleague Florian, who's going to do a slightly deeper dive into what the technicals of what I've talked about, because he's the one doing, frankly, most of the work at the moment on our shared components. So he's going to tell you about it. We're going to do some demos and have some questions. Who are we? My name is Dave Baker. I'm a staff software engineer at Element, also on the Matrix Spec Core team. I've had the great privilege of being able to work on Element full-time for over 10, yeah, basically the life of Matrix now. You can find me on dave@matrix.org. This is Florian. He's also now working on, did I say, shared components, and also works on Element Web full-time. I, in previous incarnations, have worked on all sorts of Matrix areas, also with the VoIP team, who are up next. That's going to be a really fun talk. Don't miss that. I've seen them hacking on their demos. But back to Element Web. So how did we get to where we got where we are now? That's probably very familiar to everybody in this room, yeah. If you've used Element Web, that's what it looks like now. It's reasonably fancy. We have designers now, and it looks quite good. Didn't always look like that. One day it looked like that. But when it back in the days when it looked like that, boy, it was fast. That was our first prototype, and it was in React. It was quite small, not too many lines of code. It was quite snappy. You could change rooms pretty much instantly. But yeah, it had no features. We started out in 2015. It was built basically alongside JS SDK. JS SDK was built for Element Web. It was this sort of Flux model, so you dispatch all the way up to the top of the app, and then all the way, and then the data bubbles down again to the views. That was the theory. We sort of used it very loosely, and it's led to our code quality being that's not the most consistent. It always intended, if you ever dived into the internals of Element Web, you will have seen that it's mostly backed by a project called Matrix React SDK. That's where most of the code was. Not anymore, because we got rid of it, because the idea was that you would have this reusable base of components that you could use for Element Web or any other chat app. But that was kind of the theory, and it never actually really worked. We learned, I think, quite a lot from that, of how to do this, or how to not do this, at least. Also, there was quite a lot of logic in our components, which is not really a good thing from a software design point of view. You don't want logic in your components. You just want your view code in your views. It's an open-source project. We've had contributions from external contributors. That means you have to manage that for your code quality, and if you want your code quality to be consistent. We didn't always do that particularly well. We've put more and more features on over the years, and like end-to-end encryption, for example, didn't exist in that early prototype. That's all gone on afterwards. Spaces didn't exist. And frankly, technology standards have moved on a lot in the last decade on the web. React is in a completely different place to where it was a decade ago. Classes look vastly different. Why is this important? I think at least, and certainly we aspire to be, leading Matrix on the web and on the desktop. And we're pretty proud of that. We're the first client. It's deployed pretty widely by OpenCode, by Bundesmessenger in Germany, chat, which Matthew and Amandine mentioned earlier. That's LuxChat in Luxembourg, and that's just a smattering of the governments, not including some of those are forks, but there's other forks, there's whole other deployments. lots of people use Element Web, and it's setting the standard, kind of. And that's sort of the point. We really believe that if decentralized communication and chat is going to succeed, it needs something that's fast and reliable, and most importantly, as fast and reliable as the closed source, non-federated competitors. Nobody's going to use it if Discord's just a better user experience, right? There's only, like, people in this room, you probably will use it because you understand why that's good, and you're willing to tolerate it being maybe not as good a user experience, but your friends and family probably aren't. So where do we want to get? We want to get to the Rust SDK, basically. If you saw Matthew talking about that earlier, why is it good? Well, both the new Element Mobile apps are powered by it. It's a bunch faster. It's got a sliding sync, which very briefly, there's the old sync, which pulls in a lot of data. It's slower. Sliding sync, newer sync, faster. Two different protocols. Rust SDK, loads more memory efficient. E2E is built in right from the start. It's scalable. The models are all shared with a project called Rumor. So that's all. And you get much more cross-platform consistency we are Element as a company, it will make a lot more sense if all our clients use the same code base under the hood. So this is why we're talking about Element Web X. Can we do this? Can we run the Rust SDK in WebAssembly and not need to write everything twice and reuse the crypto part? So how? How are we going to do that? The Element X web mobile apps are so much better now versus the legacy ones. Somebody came up to me at the booth yesterday and said, I used Element X used Element Legacy because Element X didn't have X feature that I needed. So I think that was months ago that happened, but we're still not quite at that point where the mobile apps X apps have overtaken. We don't want that.